When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The First Lady of New York Radio, Joan Hamburg, entertaining and informative. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
It's our annual tradition, and as many years as I've been doing this radio show, that's how many years the Rockettes have been part of it every holiday season. And when you think that out of, 3,000 women have been Rockettes, over the years, what it takes to become a Rockette and to survive the training, which is huge. Today, we have with us Kathleen Latorre. This is her sixth season as a Rockette. Jessica Moore, 10 years as a Rockette. And I'm just curious, Kathleen, what happened? Even though we talk about it every year, people still love these stories. Most Rockettes we've talked to have come out of dancing schools. Most of them, their mothers were the ones who were running the dancing schools. What was your story? You were a kid taking dancing and loved it.
Yes, so I started dance when I was 3 because I was a crazy, wiggly, energetic child. And my parents didn't realize that putting me in class introduced me to my passion and what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. But interesting enough, as I was growing up, I always admired the Rockettes so much. But I never saw myself being capable of doing it. So that kind of thought process I had until I went to college, and one of my college professors was a Rockette and swing for a long time.
Really?
And so
was it a music college or?
I went to Pace University and did their dance program. Uh-huh. And so my teacher, Lauren Gall, was a Rockette for a long time. And so she ended up seeing something in me and kind of pushed me to start learning precision dance. And until then, I didn't realize that I was capable of doing it. And I actually wasn't even going to go to the audition because I was out of state. And the last minute, I kind of made the decision to go. My sweet dad drove me through the night to get to Radio City. I didn't sleep. And then I walked into the hall and ended up getting the job that year.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Just like that. Okay. And what about you, Jessica Moore?
I grew up dancing in a small town in Nebraska, and I always watched the Rockettes perform on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade with my family, and I always knew that was something I wanted to do. I went to a professional performing arts school in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma City University, and a lot of dancers who went there had become previous Rockettes. I think I was something like the 45th Rockette to come out of Oklahoma City University. It's really just a dream come true for me.
But you know, when you think that 3,000 have been Rockettes, right? What does it take? Because I'm sure thousands more little girls all over had the dreams you have, you know, to be a Rockette. Once they see it, that's what they want to do. So what was it, do you think, about the two of you that made fate point in your direction?
I think it's just hard work and dedication. I mean, we have to be so precise in ballet, tap, and jazz, and just to keep going and never give up. I think that as Rockettes, we work so hard. We work together. I mean, we have to be strong enough to do up to 4 shows a day, 17 shows
hard.
A week, over
it's
and over.
Hard. And also, people don't realize the rehearsal that goes into it. What, did I read 6 hours a day?
Yes.
And that doesn't include night stuff?
So we do, we rehearse for 6 hours a day, 6 days Definitely. A week for about 6 weeks leading up to our show process. So it's a huge mental and physical challenge, but all of the women that dance with us are just so wonderful, and we keep each other motivated, and some of the most funny, wonderful people I get to dance with. I actually kick right next to Jessica this year, so we have a great time.
Yeah, and do you have time to do anything else, or when the season is here, that's it?
For me, I mainly, when the season is here, I'm in full Christmas mode for this whole period of time. But outside of the season, I am a dancer in lots of other ways. And I live full time in the city now, so I'm able to pursue that as well. Right.
So you can look at Broadway and look at anything. And is it the same for you, honey?
I really look forward to just all my friends and family who have made this their holiday tradition to come and see me. My whole family travels from Nebraska every year to come see me and the Christmas show. And it's sort of our holiday tradition.
And the rehearsals, I couldn't believe. Is it really 6 hours a day?
Yes, 6 hours a day. We have a lunch break in the middle there and little tiny breaks throughout, but it's a pretty rigorous schedule. We actually have a wonderful athletic training team that keep our bodies really in shape and doing well to sustain that long process.
Aye. And Jessica, tell me, once you're in, are you in?
We do re-audition every year just to make sure that we're all in tip-top shape. So as long as you can continue to do the job, you can continue to be a Rockette.
So there are Rockettes who are in their 20s, in their 30s.
We have all ranges. We have women who have, you have to be at least 18. And we've had women on the line for 5, 10, 15, even 20 years and everywhere in between. Once you're a Rockette, there's a saying that says you're always a Rockette.
Right. But Kathleen was saying that this is like during the season, this is what she's devoted to. So is this your story too? Or once you get a break, you look at something else?
During the season, this is absolutely what we're devoted to. And in the off season, we continue to take dance classes. We do other events in the off season. We teach Rockettes Conservatory classes, Rockettes 101, and we continue to train dancers in the off season as well.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize that there is a school that a lot of Rockettes come out of. You know, is that true? And does the school look for the girls or the girls try to get into the school?
So we have a new program called the Rockettes Conservatory Program. And this is actually a free of charge training program that helps open the opportunity to dancers who normally wouldn't be able to afford to come to the city and train in this style because it is so specific. So it's a free of cost training. They learn Rockettes rep, our choreography that we do in the show. And they do a lot of physical training with our athletic trainers. Which provides a great opportunity. This year, we actually have 17 new Rockettes that came out of our Rockettes Conservatory program.
And then do they replace 17 or not?
We always have women just naturally coming and going. Sometimes they book other jobs. They decide to retire and go on about their career, have a family, move out of the city.
And what do you guys want to do?
I personally love dancing with everything that I am, so I want to dance for as long as my joints allow.
Right, and with dancers, it's hard. People don't realize the strain on the body. You know, they hear a ballet dancer maybe, but they don't get that it is a rigorous opportunity, full of joy but full of pain.
We do 9 numbers in the show, so, it's
hard.
Really... a lot in the 90-minute show.
And when we're not on stage, we're running to our next change. So it's a nonstop 90-minute experience for us.
I bet, but what about the costume changes?
Yeah, so we actually have our quickest changes between Parade of the Wooden Soldiers in New York at Christmas, where we have 78 seconds to completely take off everything we have and put on a whole new costume, including earrings and gloves.
How do you do that?
We actually have, so there's backstage.
Like a dresser?
Yes, there's a dresser per 3 Rockettes, and they help zip us up. We have coordination with our friends next to us, so it's like, you put on your dress first, I'll put on my shoes first, and we make it happen.
And during the rehearsal period, is it, do you ever say, I can't do this, my body is screaming? Because that's a lot, and 6 hours is not the total, it's you know, part.
It definitely is a lot of hard work, but I think it's really empowering to be surrounded by, you know, 36 other women on stage with you at the same time. And we sort of all get through it together and really hold each other up when we feel maybe not the greatest. And they really become your family and our sisterhood. These women, we spend so much time together. We spend all of our holiday seasons together. So it really becomes just a group effort and working together, a teamwork.
And are there a lot of backstage Johnnies waiting at the stage door?
We always love to meet people that come see our show, especially all of the young dancers and the little girls. We have a new dance in the show, a new reimagined dance called the Dance of the Frost Fairies, and they actually sell our fairy wings at the merchandise stands. Oh, so to see all the little girls wearing the fairy wings is really, really
exciting.
You know,
and wanting to do it. Mm. So when you both got the job, that was only the beginning of this adventure, right? Were you in New York when this happened?
I had actually just finished dancing on a cruise ship, and I auditioned.
How'd you like that?
I loved it. And I moved to New York, and I've been here ever since. And I love performing in the Christmas Spectacular. I want to do it as long as I can.
Yeah, and probably long, right? Because as long as you're in shape, which means you don't really get time off. Right, you have to keep your body in shape and dance all the time.
Yeah, we definitely have to take care of our bodies because the season is so condensed this year. It's only a limited run, so it's six weeks
COVID.
Only. So 6 weeks, limited run. It's truly a tradition.
And is New York home now, Kathleen?
Yes, so I moved here in 2014 when I started school at Pace University, and ever since then.
They have a good program, too.
They do, and that's how I was exposed to precision dance, our style that we do in the show, and so I'm super grateful that I was able to have that opportunity, and I've lived here ever since.
Right, so it feels like home?
It definitely feels like home, and honestly, New York is really the place to be for the Christmas season. It's the holiday season for so many people. I love being in New York City for the Christmas season.
And you know, when I first started talking to Rockettes, that they were Rockettes and that was it. Now the company goes everywhere, right? Do you guys travel a lot with it or no time?
For the Christmas season, we are here in New York doing our show.
Till it's over.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And then when the Christmas season is over, which is what, January something, then what's the next step? Do you give yourself a break or you're ready to go?
We definitely take a break and then we get right back to it. We stay into our trainings. We stay into our classes. We do every opportunity that comes our way. We have a lot of women, our mothers in the off season, personal trainers, Pilates instructors, teachers, dance teachers in the off season. We have a woman who's an accountant, all sorts of different avenues.
Right. And everyone who's chosen, do they get through the rehearsal period? That's a lot of work.
Yes, so the audition process being as rigorous as it is, they really can see, you know, can this dancer sustain such a long period of time? So everyone that comes into our line is really, really wonderful.
So after you audition, how soon before you know if you've made the cut?
So usually we have two auditions, one in April and one in August. And so you usually hear if you got the job toward the end of the summer. So depending on when you audition, sometimes it feels like a long wait, but it's definitely worth it.
Right. And what about the Rockettes? Like, you guys live in New York, but what about the girls who don't? You know, where do they put all these people? New York is the toughest town in terms of living.
I think everyone finds sublets and stuff for this season. A lot of women do live in the season all year round, though.
Uh-huh. Well, we love our New York. It's a great town, right? Have you seen the audiences change over the years?
We have 6,000 seats in our theater, and you look up, we have three mezzanines, and just to look out from that stage and see the audience every day filled with so many people, that really motivates us and makes us so happy. So we're really excited to have everyone.
Right. And then all the little girls who just dream of this.
One of my favorite parts is seeing the joy on the audience's faces when we look out and they can see the magic, because even though it's maybe our 100th show, it's somebody's first time seeing the show, and just seeing all of the joy that it brings all of the audience members when they see the bus move, when they see the soldiers fall, when they see the Santas run through the aisle.
Oh, they love that.
It's really what keeps you going.
They love that. And I'm sure you guys too, mm-hmm. because what a thrill. Every show is like a new show.
Exactly. There's so much to see. Every time you come to see this Christmas Spectacular, you see something new, especially now with the fairy drones and our new number, the Dance of the Frost Fairies. It's truly a fantastic visual to see these fairy drones dancing above the audience. We still have our classical numbers like the Living Nativity with the live animals. We have the Parade of the Wooden Soldiers.
I know. All the fan favorites. It's all there. It's all there. And I have gone to that show since I was 7 or 8 years old.
So
you can imagine. And now I bring my family, and it is never tired. You know, it's always new and always a thrill. And even the kids who can't dance like that, it's such a magical happening. You know, like all things are possible. And we need that. That's part of New York City, and it's part of the spirit that we have to keep going here. So you guys do more than just entertain and dance. You sort of hold it together and assure everyone impossible things happen.
Exactly.
And you're going to keep on. I'm so happy that we had Kathleen Latoury, Jessica Moore, and both women live here now but weren't here and are part of the Rockettes. So most Rockettes, after a certain amount of years, go off to something else, or they're happy just doing that?
I think for so many of us, this was a lifelong dream, and it's finally coming true. And I think that I'm so proud to say that I love what I do every day, and I just feel so much joy for being able to do this and do what I love and dance with everybody who also loves what they do, and just bring so many people joy in this holiday season.
It must be very reducing, too. Right? To work like that and dance like that? Do you have time to eat?
Yes. We definitely have our snacks and our meals in between shows to keep us going. We all have our favorite treats that we bring each other and spend time with each other in our dressing room in between shows, and we have a great time.
Well, because of you guys, we have a great time. Thank you so much for visiting. And you can all go see the Christmas Spectacular, the Rockettes at Radio City. It's a New York tradition. You're never too old. And the truth is, I used to watch people bring their babies and think, are they crazy? But the babies are like, your baby doesn't sleep, you take the baby. She'll be totally entertained by the Rockettes. It's part of New York magic. Thank you, Kathleen Latoury, Jessica Moore. We love having you here and wishing you many, many more joyous holiday seasons.
Thanks so much for having us. Make sure you get your tickets
Rockettes.com
or stop by the Radio City box office. We're running now until January 2nd.
Enjoy every bit of it. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to WABC, celebrating one of our New York traditions, Radio City's Rockettes. More ahead.